Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. On behalf of my delegation, may I commend you, your team, and the Secretariat on the excellent work conducted over the course of this week as part of the open-ended intergovernmental working group. May you rely on Panama's support to successfully conclude this session. Over the course of this week, we have listened carefully to discussions on the discussion document presented by the Chairperson and Rapporteur, with elements that must make up an international legal framework on the regulation, monitoring, and oversight of activities of PMSCs. Some legal gaps have been identified in national legislation, in regional experiences, and in existing international guidelines, and also points of convergence have been identified as to the possible content. At the same time, we note that whilst there are diverging opinions on the nature of this regulatory framework, we cannot deny the fact that there's also a critical mass recommending the drafting of an international legally binding instrument. Panama wishes to join the group of countries that promotes the development of an international legal framework which aims to protect human rights, guarantee access to justice and accountability because of violations and abuse related with the activities of PMSCs, both in times of peace as well as in armed and post-conflict situations, regardless of whether they operate or not in a complex environment. This instrument must take into account new developments in this regard. It must incorporate a gender approach and reflect differentiated impact for vulnerable groups. Just like other cross-cutting issues such as emerging technologies, particularly artificial intelligence, and the preservation of the cybernet space, the protection of the environment, and weapons management. That is why my delegation fully supports the proposal put forward by the Chairperson and Rapporteur, particularly when it comes to drafting a zero draft on the regulatory framework in preparations for the next sessions to be held in 2022. We believe that the expertise, good practices and common understandings that we have accumulated since 2011, the Montreux document on relevant international legal obligations and good practices of states as regards the operations of PMSCs during armed conflicts, the International Code of Conduct for the providers of private security services, the guiding principles on businesses and human rights and related activities, as well as states' contributions from civil society and special procedures, in particular the conclusions, recommendations, and the project to draft a possible convention drawn up by the Working Group on the Use of Mercenaries, are a robust basis to move forward towards achieving this objective. In addition, this exercise will also facilitate the analysis and participation of all delegations, given that it will have a specific and concrete language. This, in turn, will foster a more focused discussion within the open-ended Intergovernmental Working Group. Thank you very much, sir.